all eyes were on Hurricane Irma over the weekend, but not too many days ago, the focus was on Harvey and the devastation in Texas. Anchorage resident Teresa Gray is a medic who was inspired to form a relief organization called Mobile Medics International after she helped Syrian refugees in Lesbos, Greece last year. Gray and one of her teams recently returned from Houston, where they found the greatest need was in areas where undocumented immigrants were living.
And they will not come out of their neighborhoods or go anywhere or to anybody that even resembles something government. And so these people had no help at all. Because they didn't leave, they didn't shelter, and they're in the lower-lying areas of Texas. So their houses got completely engulfed. Like, nothing is salvageable. They're terrified to go to shelter. They're terrified to ask any government organization for any kind of help. They wouldn't go to a local clinic because they were afraid they were going to ask for documentation. Because we're mobile medics, we took the medicine to them. And through an interpreter, the first thing we said, we went door to door. And the first thing we would say to them is, no names, no documentation. Free medical. We just need to know if you need help. You don't even have to tell us who you are. And by doing that, it sort of one neighborhood told the next neighborhood, which told the next neighborhood, and then we were in pretty high demand. So we actually found a mission we didn't know that we were going on, and it ended up being a pretty fabulous thing.
What parts of Houston were you in? What neighborhood areas of the city? And what were the biggest needs that you found going door to door?
We ended up about an hour or so right outside of Houston. There's kind of a Hispanic neighborhood area about an hour, I think it was north of Houston. And the biggest need we saw is that people lost the ability to monitor themselves. So my diabetics didn't have their glucometers, and the people with high blood pressure didn't have their blood pressure cuffs, and they had lost their medication. This area, like I said, is kind of low-lying, and the neighborhood sloped towards the water. So the bottom half of the street, you know, the water came up so quickly that they literally ran up the street to escape the water and lost everything. And then eventually, the water engulfed everybody's houses, even higher up the street. So everybody sort of lost their medication. So it was basic medicine. They were afraid their blood pressure was out of control because they'd lost their medication. They couldn't monitor it, and they were under a lot of stress. Nobody was eating properly because they didn't have the food resources that they had before. So my diabetics were getting into trouble. So one of the things that Mobile Medics does, and the reason that we sort of self-fund at this point, is when people donate to my organization, I take it really, really seriously that $20 you handed me does not pay for my plane ticket. What it pays for is a new glucometer for that lady who lost hers. So the donations that I received from this trip, you know, we bought glucometers and we bought people medication and we bought blood pressure cuffs and we passed out things as needed. So I made sure that the money went directly to people who needed it.
You mentioned that you're going to be deploying people to St. Bart and St. Martin Islands. Tell us about when that trip will take place, and then are you going to be sending people to Florida?
When we were in Houston, I actually sent a team member to Haiti to kind of assess that situation to see if the hurricane was going to hit there, because we were prepared to go from Houston to Haiti, and it missed Haiti, luckily. And then we thought about just kind of flipping over to Florida, which a lot of the NGOs have done. But honestly, as I look at the amount of support that's pouring into Florida, the American people respond beautifully, honestly, to natural disaster. And they're really good about supporting themselves. The Americans are really good about being able to pick themselves up. And it's these little tiny third world countries that sort of get left in the wake. And so I honestly think that we'd probably be better served going to those little Caribbean islands. So we probably will not be going to Florida.
Teresa Gray is the founder of Mobile Medics International. Links to their site is at our website, alaskapublic.org.